Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 74 for November 12th, 2008, The Dog Files. Net at Night is brought to you by Audible. For your free audiobook and a whole lot more, visit audible.com/night, N-I-G-H-T. And by GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. For a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting for your PC or Mac, visit GoToMeeting.com/night. It's time for Net at Night, the show that covers the internet, Web 2.0, everything happening in this wild world online. Amber MacArthur is here. I'm Leo Laporte from Petaluma, California.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Wearing your warm hat today. Must be snowing.
I have a warm hat. It did snow a little bit yesterday, and now it's getting chilly, so I have to have the hat on.
Oh, boy.
Leo, I have a funny story to tell you.
Yes.
Okay, so when we were doing the little test, when we were setting up Skype, well, what was happening was that I had my headset plugged into the iMac, but I wasn't hearing you out of the headset, and it seemed like I was hearing you out of my laptop beside me, which makes absolutely no technical sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it turned out after a few minutes that
you sound like you were coming from across the room.
I know, but I have there's probably two or three pairs of headphones, including another Logitech headset, that are hung up beside me. So there were two headsets plugged into the back, so your voice was coming out of the air like God.
Hello, Amber.
I know. And so I could barely hear you. So I closed down my laptop, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy because Leo is coming out of the bookcase, and I don't know what's going on. And so I'm talking, and you can hear me through the other headset. So finally, after a little scrambling, we got it all figured out. But it was a very weird moment. It was one of those moments where you thought, wow, if things are starting to crumble, this is the time.
This is what it would be like if I were going mad.
Be like, yeah. If I were going crazy, it would be kind of like this.
Technology will do that for you. It happens to me all the time where it's, this can't be happening. And then you finally figure it out, and it's some obvious explanation, but it just doesn't seem possible at the time.
I know. And I'm thinking, okay, are you hearing me through my laptop? That doesn't make any sense. But I can hear your voice, and it keeps coming, and you're like, Amber, I can hear you very well.
We use Skype, as people know, probably, who've listened to the show for any length of time. If you listen to the audio show, Skype does the audio, but also Skype does the video. We do the show live on our TWiT live feed, so you can actually watch us do the show every Tuesday about 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. At live.twit.tv, but Skype does very good video. And so, it looks like, you know, you're on via satellite, you know? I mean, it works pretty well.
Yeah, it works really well. I've always been impressed with it. And you know what? It's funny because our first news story has to do with video chatting as well.
Yes. We're going to try next week Uvu, because one of the things I don't like about Skype is that you can only get one video at a time. So next week when we have a guest, and we do have a guest on the show today, we're going to talk about doggies with our guest. But the next time I want to try Uvu to see if we can have, you know, iChat in theory does this too, but it requires so much bandwidth. I want to see if Uvu will do it. As long as the audio doesn't suffer, if we could get, because then it looks like, you know, you don't see this in Canada, but CNBC here has now like the Octobox where they'll have eight people. It's a little weird. In fact, Jon Stewart makes fun of it on The Daily Show. The Octobox! Deco Box! But it's eight people. And when I saw that, and it works, you know, I thought we could do that. We could figure out a way to get more video on the screen. So
that's very cool.
Get your Uvu, OOVOO.com. It's free for Windows, Mac, and I don't know if it does Linux. I don't think it does. And then maybe we'll have you on the show. So coming up, doggies.
Yes, we're going to talk about doggies. Our podcast of the week is The Dog Files, and we have Ken Bell from The Dog Files. He's going to join us on the show. So we said we're going to start doing this.
I have Ozzy here. Come here, Ozzy. I have my doggy with me, so it'll be perfect.
Oh, well, yeah. That's great. Maybe he can join in on the conversation.
Believe me, he will. He's been barking. And what do you what do you got there? Is that an orange?
Yes, I'm throwing an orange in the air. You know what? It's almost holiday season, so everybody knows when you go to the grocery store, all of a sudden they tempt you with those boxes of clementines.
Yes, so
I always have to pick up a box, keep it on the counter. It's like fruit candy for me.
You're very healthy. You're very healthy. That's a good thing to do. So Google has added video. This is very interesting.
This just happened this afternoon. Google announced that they're adding video and voice chat to Gmail. So you'll be able to go into your contacts on Google Chat, and it'll have a little icon of a camera beside it, and you can do video chats. Now, I've installed the application, so you do have to install a plugin, and then your name comes up with the little icon. Unfortunately,
cool.
It seems as though they're rolling it out kind of slowly, because I don't know anyone else, at least on my contact list, who has it yet.
Is it kind of an addition to G-Chat or Google Talk?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So you imagine when you go into Google Talk and you have a person's name and then you have a pull-down menu on the far right, now it will say, I think, video and voice. And once you download the plugin, you have the option to do a video chat with someone right there in the browser. And I don't know how well it works. Like I said, they just announced it this afternoon, but I guess you can move the video screen around in the window. And
Where do I get the plugin? I'll install it right now.
I think it's, is it Google? See, it should come up when you log into Gmail.
It doesn't.
And if it doesn't, you can go try to install it, but it still may not come up.
Right, I'm going to go to Google. I'm going to go to Gtalk at Google.
Yes, Gtalk / is it? I can't remember the URL.
Well,
hold
I'm
on
go
one
there
second.
Right now. Talk.google.com. I've already downloaded. Oh, new. Here it is. Gmail voice and video chat. So get started. Okay. Well, this looks pretty simple. Shall I install it right now?
Sure. It's very simple to install. It only takes like literally probably 15, 20 seconds.
Install voice or video chat. And it works on the Mac. Is it Mac and Windows?
Yes.
Presumably. Putatively. Yep. All right. I'm downloading. It's 2.4 megabytes. And
now, I do know a couple people who did do the same thing that you're doing. So it didn't show up right away as an option in their
Google chat.
Yeah, it's supposed to. And so they went and installed it. And still, when they shut down their browser and went back, and it was supposedly supposed to work in Google Chat, it still wasn't working. So again, I think it's, you know, there might be a little buggy right now. They might be rolling it out slowly. I'm not exactly sure. But I do know a couple of people who've had problems installing
Google voice and video chat. All right, I'm opening it up. It has an uninstaller it comes with.
Yep.
Continue. All right. This is good. Now, it's examining my volumes. I always like it on the Mac when my volumes get examined for no apparent reason.
I know.
I know what it's
that.
Up to.
I know.
What are you examining? Okay.
Yeah, it tends to do that. I'll just read a little bit about it, actually. The video screen can be popped out of the chat box and moved around on a user's computer screen. Users can also change the size of the screen and expand it to full size, to full screen size. So obviously, they're trying to compete with services out there like Skype. And like I said, I can't wait to see the video quality.
Well, let's try it. Let's try it. I'm going to log in right now. All right, I've installed it.
Okay.
I love it when we do this stuff live. Will it work? I don't know. Now, in order for this to work, okay, now I'm looking at my Google chat, and you should be on there, right? I don't even know if
Yeah, hold on one second. I'll get on.
Maybe I don't have you on my I'll add you. I'll do that off camera though, so people don't know your magic. Your super duper magic handle.
That's a good idea. Thanks, Leo.
Because otherwise, everybody will want to chat with Amber.
I appreciate you looking out for me.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Just tried to send you an email. I don't want to do that. I just want to. I want to add you.
Okay, I got to sign in. So you hopefully should see me on Google Chat. Hold on a second. So I'm just loading up. So I'm trying it out right now in Safari. We'll see
there
what
you
happens.
Are. There you are. And I see a nice picture of you.
Okay.
But I don't see a camera.
Okay, so I don't see, let's see, do I see you here? I don't see you in my
I have to
contacts
set my
either.
status available, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah, maybe
It's
that's the
so
issue.
confusing. Okay, I'm now available, but I don't
Okay.
see you. Did you see a ask to befriend thing or anything like that? I see you. I'll invite you to chat.
Okay, that sounds like a good
No, this
idea.
says some people you'd like to invite, but you're already a member. Did you change? You're not using your Gmail address as your chat.
Yeah, no, I'm still using
Okay.
it.
Oh, well. I'm sure it's
Yeah.
much easier for normal people.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on one second. I think I have an idea here.
Not
Just give
for
me one sec.
us.
Yeah, we're having some challenges, obviously. Okay, so let me just add. I'm gonna add you.
But
Yeah,
in
I don't
theory,
have.
I've added this. So that's the weird thing is I don't see anything different on any of my pages or anything. Do you see a camera next to you in GTalk?
I do. And so here's the thing. So when I logged in, when I first went in before I had installed anything and I signed into Google Chat, I had the pull down menu beside people's names, for example. And to the far right, beside it went email, chat, and then video and more. There was a pull down menu there. And then I had the option to install the video chat client, video and audio chat client.
Oh,
And
wow.
now when I'm logged in, I have a little camera beside my name. So I have a little video camera, but no one else on my list seems to have it.
I guess it's kind of one of those rollouts that takes a little bit of time to do.
I honestly, I think that is, like I said, I've tried it with a couple people, and it just seems as though it's just not fully functioning right now.
It's
So, I
apparent
mean,
that it's more than just installing the software, because I have installed the software, so.
yes, it's
Yeah.
almost like it's got to be something on their end where they're slowly just rolling it out to people. But I think it's going to be neat to see some competition out there for Skype if, in fact, like I said, if the quality is comparable to Skype.
Do you use a video chat ever besides when you're on the show?
Oh yeah, definitely. I use it quite often. I use Skype video to talk to my family all the
Oh,
time.
really? How often?
Yeah. So I use
Actually,
it
come to
pretty
think of it, I do
regularly.
too. I use it with Abby. I set
Yeah.
her up with Skype. And I've tried, Yahoo Video, and I've tried AIM or Instant Messenger or iChat, and none of them are as good as Skype. So that's why I'd be interested to see if Google's done a good job of that.
I know. Well, one thing I find with iChat all the time is that even if I get it working on my end and I can sign in, oftentimes with someone else on the other end, it seems to it gets blocked all the time. So certain ports are blocked. I don't know if this has happened to you in the past, but I've had major issues with iChat with other people, whereas Skype, I haven't had any issues at all.
Yeah, Skype uses a kind of different technology. iChat often has to have a port opened. Oh, now
Yes.
I'm seeing people in the chat room like Hildegard who say it works for me, no problem. So it must just be something I'm doing. I'm doing
Ah, well,
wrong.
eventually we'll get it. We'll talk about it next week and see. Surely we can have a chat between now and next
It'd be
week.
fun to see if we can get it to work. Now, before we go on to our next story, which is a really interesting story, I want to mention our friends at GoToMeeting. You've heard me talk about GoToMeeting before. GoToMeeting is that great service from Citrix that lets you hold online meetings with anybody, coast to coast around the world, multiple people. It's really a great way to take what would be a kind of a boring conference call and bring it to life to give people a chance to see your PowerPoints or your presentations, to work together on speeches, for instance, to collaborate on documents. It's GoToMeeting. Now, sometimes when I say, oh, yeah, online meetings, people go, oh, I tried that other one. I didn't like that at all. And you're right. Sometimes, there are other meeting solutions out there that are complicated to set up, very expensive. Not GoToMeeting. It's easy to set up, take you just 2 minutes. It is not expensive. You pay one low monthly rate for as many meetings as you want, as long as you want. I love it. I use it all the time. We've got a special deal for you if you go to gotomeeting.com/night. gotomeeting.com/night. You can try it free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings, just like the real deal. You try it, and I think you'll find it's an incredible thing. Show your clients, show your colleagues, show your boss. Your boss is going to say, this is great. Why were we using that other service? It costs us an arm and a leg. gotomeeting.com/night. And before you say, oh, it's budget price, it must be, kind of not the best. No, it is the best, easily the best one out there. There is nothing comes close. Works on Windows, works on Macs. It's great for sales presentations, product demos, training, collaboration, and now it's free for the next 30 days. Go to meeting.com/NIGHT. Give it a try. Amber and I both have used it, use it frequently. In fact, we haven't used it together. We don't really have any occasion to, but it's just a great solution.
But if we did, we would.
We would if we did, if we needed to. You bet we would. We meet here every week on the show. That's our meeting. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So we get some time to catch up.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Leo, I just sent you an invite to chat because if for some reason you weren't coming up, so you can keep checking your Gmail
account. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just in case we want to try to get it working.
I want to get it working. But yeah, now I'm you would have to sign off Skype, right, to do that?
No, I'm on a different computer, so good. I have MacBook Air.
We could do it two different ways. Okay, Amber wants to chat with you. Yes. Okay, now. But I see you.
Oh, I see you now.
But do I have a camera?
Let's see.
No.
Hold on one second.
So what if I chat? If I just start a chat? No, see, I can't send a picture. Dignabbit.
Yeah.
Dignabbit. There's no.
It says it's a video chat is not yet available for Leo Laporte's system.
Well, yes, it is. I installed
it.
So
the rules.
Clearly they are. Yeah, clearly they are rolling it out. Not.
They're rolling it. Yeah, we'll keep checking. That'll be our little task on the show.
And in fact, it sounds to me like you probably shouldn't bother downloading it unless you get offered it.
That's
from
what
your
I
Gmail
think too.
Interface. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, just because it was offered as soon as I signed in, then I just downloaded it. But otherwise, I just don't think it works. I mean, you can install it till the cows come
home. Oh, they've done that before. There's quite a few Gmail features that aren't available until.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until. Okay. So, Leo, you probably know a little bit about the Mars Phoenix program and the robot who has been twittering from Mars for quite a few months now. I'm sure you follow
him. He's dying, you know.
He's dead, I think.
He's dead. The Mars browser got caught in a dust storm, couldn't charge the batteries, just went. But boy, we got a lot out of him. Not to mention science. Not just tweets. We got science out of him.
I know. It was amazing. And it turns out that he lasted a little bit longer than people first thought at NASA. So
isn't that funny how we say
around
he?
A few months.
It's just it's just a machine.
Well, the funny thing is I kept saying, oh, well, the guy, whoever, the scientists who were writing all of the tweets, and I kept referring to them as men. And then what I wanted to mention on the show is that it turns out it was a woman, Veronica McGregor.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it was a woman at NASA who's been doing all of the tweets. And you know what? It makes sense because that robot had a lot of personality.
No man could have done that.
No man could have been that feeling, Leo.
Was it?
No,
it was. It was kind of neat. He said, the most memorable moment, in fact, probably, you know, in decades to come, when they talk about Twitter, they'll say it was perhaps one of the most significant moments on Twitter when Mars rover says, I found water.
Yeah,
that was huge. I mean, I felt like
this
is historic. It was twitter.com/Mars rover. Was that what it or Phoenix?
Mars Phoenix.
Yeah. Phoenix. All right.
I think the neat thing about it, too, is I just spoke at an event last night to a bunch of scientists, and I was mentioning the use of Twitter for the Mars Phoenix program. And it's kind of fun because if you think of people, especially younger people who maybe aren't that engaged in science anymore, this is such an interesting way to get a bigger audience kind of listening along. And so a good accomplishment for NASA for sure.
So so who was the woman who was the voice of Phoenix?
Yeah, her name is Veronica McGregor. If you go to urbanhawking.com, the interesting thing is they did a full interview with her. So a very lengthy interview if you check out that link. And so they talked to her about being the voice of Mars Phoenix and what it was like and what it was like being followed by, I guess, almost 40,000 people.
Wow.
And so a really good interview with her for sure.
It's so neat. And now the posts that are coming in brackets to kind of indicate that it's not Mars Phoenix talking. Of course, it ironically never really was. But it says from Mars Phoenix mission ops. And the last message from Mars Phoenix before mission ops started to take over the Twitter account is very poignant. It's 01010100011100. And I should do a dramatic reading, but I mean, it's just too much, too powerful for me. What is that?
Yeah.
The binary bits that the Mars Phoenix
yes.
said? Wow.
Yes. I know. It's sorry. I'm just having a flashback to a binary joke I made once at a speaking event that didn't go over well.
Didn't get it?
It didn't go over well. I can't remember all the details, but I know that no one laughed in the room. It was one of those moments where
you are such a geek. You made a binary joke. Oh, my God.
You just thought I probably shouldn't have said that. But, yeah, so the robot had its last words on Twitter as of Monday, November 10th.
And I like the last message that is on the post at urbanhonking.com. It says, "Take care of that beautiful blue marble out there in space, our home planet. I'll be keeping an eye from here. Space exploration, FTW for the win." Well, that's great. Neat. How did she get tapped to do that?
I'm not really sure, but you know, I just kind of came across this link this afternoon, but it would be really fun to get her on the show and talk to her a little bit about that.
Because we can do that.
I think she got pretty into it and got pretty involved
in
it.
She was in character, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of an interesting part of her job. I'm sure she probably never expected she would be doing that.
Wow. I mean, that's just really, really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. For the next link, it is also something to do with Twitter. You've probably heard of this. It's called, I guess, Twuffer Beta Launches. And this is a way for you to schedule your tweets.
Oh.
It's hard for me to even say that.
Yes. Twuffer. That's a way for you to schedule your tweets.
Schedule your tweet.
Don't tell that joke at your next speech. No.
I know. You say that to the average person, and it's not going over well.
Yeah.
So you can go in, you log into your account on Twuffer, and then you have the option to pick a date on the calendar. It's very obvious. And then you can schedule a tweet to go out on a certain day. I'm trying to think of different uses for this, and all I can think of is maybe it's someone's birthday coming up, and I want to make sure that I tweet to them on that day, and I want to schedule it in. But, I think people might start using it a little bit. I think it takes away from the idea that you are actually there and on Twitter and active, but who knows?
You know, people frequently ask me, would you please tell people, you know, they want me to use my reach on Twitter to tell people about an event. You know, would you promote the Scale of Linux, Southern California Linux Expo? And it's coming up in 3 weeks. And I always forget, you know, I always say, we're reminding you that day because I'll never remember. So this actually would be useful.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point. I often get asked to do things like that, too. So if you had the option, and you're right, I do forget. And then it comes the day of and it just seems so forced that I probably don't want to do it.
Well, I could also use this for Twit Live. Like I always forget. I forgot today to put it out on Twit Live that we're going to be live and talking about this and that. I can use this, too.
I know, I do too. I mean, I always go on Twitter and say we're about to do Net at Night, but there are those times when I forget to do it and I think, I shouldn't have forgotten that.
Well,
but yeah, you could pretty much set it up. So every Tuesday, for example.
Can you do it every 5:30. Tuesday? Can you have it always do it?
I'm not sure if you can repeat on a certain day.
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, if you can't now, I'm sure you'll be able to very soon. I'm just going to check out site right now.
I'm looking at it right now, and yeah, it doesn't look like it has a repeat. But that'd be easy to write.
No.
That'd be easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a fun little tool. And I guess there's another service out there that's a competitor to this. But from what I've read online, I can't remember the name of the other tool, but Twuffer seems to be the better of the two.
I'm always grateful when they don't call Twitter things Twit something, like Twit tomorrow or something. It happens too much. And then people confuse me and it. And it's just very confusing.
I know. Well, it's funny. I mean, especially, the whole language of Twitter, it's amazing. You know, there's so many words that have come up. I'm just looking on the Twuffer homepage when it says recently Twuffered.
I think Twuffer's a good name. Go with it. I like Twuffer.
I do, too. It just seems like there's so many new words in our vocabulary in the social media space.
We sound like idiots, don't we? We all sound like...
Yeah, I know. It's like a different language, you know. It's something out of a sci-fi novel, really.
We're making it up as we go along.
I know.
There's another one. Storm's telling me in the chat room called Future Tweets.
Okay.
That will let you schedule your Twitter messages. It says here, if came up with a good use for it, have an alibi. So if you were going to murder somebody, you could say, "Oh no, I couldn't have been doing that. I was twittering from the club at that time."
But see, the only thing question I have, and I haven't used Twuffer yet, or Future, what is it?
FutureTweets.com.
Tweets. Is when you're using those services, is it like using Twitterific? So when it comes up, does it actually say Twuffered?
That would kind of take the fun out of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I wonder. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to try it out, but hopefully it doesn't say that, because that would be, then your alibi is shot. I'm just warning people.
Yeah.
Trying to protect our listeners.
That's good. Yeah. If you're going to commit murder, don't do that. Yeah. Claim my.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to sign up for a Future Tweets too. I sign up for all of these. You mention them, yeah. I sign up for them. It's kind of the way
I know. It's
here.
Good. I like to keep you busy, you know, Leo. If you're just kind of talking and you're
idle
not
hands.
Playing on the computer,
yes.
I'm afraid you're not going to be able to focus.
You're probably right.
It's a concern of mine.
You know, it uses OpenID, by the way, which I really love. I logged onto my Claim ID site, and then it says, you're about to log into futuretweets.com. And here's some extra stuff that it wants. It wants your nickname, and I'll say Leo Laporte. And it wants my email. I'll put in my email there. And then log in and trust means that from now on, I will have my, it'll be associated with my OpenID account. And I'm going to use TwitLive for this. I could use this. This would be good from now on. I just have to remember to do it.
Yeah, that's the problem. Right? Well, maybe at the beginning of the week, you can, you know, have a Twuffer minute. It's getting worse by the second.
It's Twuffer time.
I just imagine, you know, people in their car listening to the podcast right now, and they're sitting with maybe their partner or a friend beside them who isn't a tech geek, who's like, what kind of crap is this?
Why
are you guys listening to this?
You should listen to something good. What are you listening to?
I could imagine that happening. So, Leo, before we have our guest on, I have a song of the week. So I don't know if we have any other ads or we want to go right into the song.
You know what? Let's do an Audible mention, and then we can play the song of the week. Also, our guest is coming up. He's going to come here and meet my doggy, Ozzy, because he's a dog aficionado. He's got the dog podcast. But before we do that, I do want to mention our friends at audible.com. They provide the financial wherewithal to continue this show round the clock. Audible.com/night. That's where I want you to go to sign up for your free audiobook from audible.com. 51,000 titles. If you're not yet an Audible member, why not? We've been telling you about this for over a year now. Audible is a place to go to get books, audio books, lectures, comedy shows, radio shows, even podcasts, a huge variety of stuff. And right now, I really want to plug it, 1 week only, their semi-annual half-price sale. Now, there are great, great books available at half cost if you go to audible.com. But if you're a member, you don't have to worry about the half-price sale, because you get your books, one or two a month, every month, at one low cost. That's why a subscription is a good idea. I just wanted to mention the half-price sale, because they're going to have a whole bunch of great stuff at half price. So you can buy these a la carte. That is one of the nice things about audible.com. But you can also subscribe. And if you want to subscribe, or at least want to get an idea of what Audible's like, go to audible.com/night, N-I-G-H-T. We don't talk too much about the thrillers, but they have, if you like crime novels, mysteries, the thrillers section is fantastic here. I think that's how a lot of people got into audiobooks. They're real page turners. And, you know, if you've got a boring commute, you're sitting in the train or in the car, and it's just a boring commute, the thrillers on here will keep you from being bored. You won't want your commute to end. You'll go, this is great. I can't wait to find out what happens next. So there's classic detective, espionage, historical, legal thrillers, medical thrillers, modern detective. If you're a fan of Jonathan Kellerman, Bones, his newest, just out, you might want to take a look at that. The anonymous caller has an ominous tone and an unnerving message about something real dead buried in your marsh. The eco-volunteer on the other end of the phone thinks it's a prank until a young woman's body turns up. Oh, my goodness. You see how you get involved in these? They're better reads.
You are good, Leo.
They're better reads.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that on Sunday night, I went to see Bill Maher live in Toronto.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's not for everyone. I will admit, you know, there's people who are offended by what he has to say, but he's definitely an entertaining guy. And I went into Audible before we started the show just to see if they had any audiobooks by Bill Maher, and in terms of any type of stand-up comedy. And they do have quite a bit of stuff. It's a little bit older, but if anyone
is
a fan,
look at his hair. Laughing Out Loud, America's Funniest Comedians. That was when he was. Oh, but they do have New Rules, which is his newest. So that's
That's his newest,
most recent anyway, not newest. But yeah, they have Evening at the Improv, Political Incorrections, Bill Maher's best monologues from Politically Incorrect. I love Bill Maher. What a good idea! Yeah. Before you go to see him, get his book and listen to it.
Oh, for sure. If you go out to see his movie, for instance, he has a new
Did
movie
you see
out
Religious
called Religious.
I loved it.
Yeah, I saw Religious and then saw him live in Toronto just on Sunday. And he's a funny, funny, funny guy.
He really is. Let's
and he
recommend.
Still has crazy hair.
He does? Still,
yes.
But gray, a little grayer than in that picture.
It's gray and it's long and it's really nicely combed over.
Let me play a little bit. This is from True Story, a comedy novel by Bill Maher, Maher. This would be a very good choice for your
you
first
didn't
Audible
tell me about
book.
That, Buck whined. Do I have to tell you every time it happens, shit joshed? Still, Buck was a little hurt. So we walk in, Dick continued, and there's two nuns and another woman. Not a nun, but, you know, nun.
I think we better stop it right there.
Yeah, I don't know where. I'm like, when you said you were going to play something, all I'm thinking is I've never heard anything you said that is
He's a little profane.
PG.
He's a little profane. But if you're an adult and you want to hear something that'll make you laugh out loud, that's another thing that's fun with Audible is you're sitting in your commuter train or on the bus or maybe even commute traffic. And the guy looks over and you're laughing. You're howling out loud. Your tears are running down your cheeks. Yeah, they think you're crazy, but you don't care because you're having fun.
No,
Audible.com/night. Enjoy your Audible book. Free Audible book when you go there and sign up. And Bill Maher's True Story, a comedy novel, be a great choice. AUDIBLE.com/night. We thank them so much for their support of the Net at Night program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the song of the century, the week.
Just the week will be
just
good.
The week. Oh, you know what? I had it all queued up, and then I closed it so that I could install that. Let me pull it up again.
Oh, yes. This is kind of
an a acapella tribute to John Williams to the Star Wars theme.
Yes.
Oh, that is wild.
It's good, and it's become pretty popular on the web. It's a video, but you don't really need to see the video to get what's going on.
Yeah, you're getting this from an interesting site, Viral Video Chart. This is like the charts of the top viral videos?
Yes, finally. I think it's the best place to go to really get a sense of what some of the best videos are on the web. Yeah. So it's very timely, so that helps a lot. And this is number two this week.
Keith Olbermann's editorial on Prop 8, which was, man, wow, kick-ass, I thought, is number one. But here, this is the a cappella tribute to John Williams.
You must use the force. You must use the force.
You must use the
force. You must use the force.
Through an asteroid till the princess is annoyed. This is spaceships, it's monsters, it's Star Wars, we love it. Come and help me, Obi-Wan, X-Wing fighter and the blaster gun. Dance with Ewoks, so what fun. This is spaceships, it's monsters, it's Star Wars, we love it. Get in there, you big furry oaf. I couldn't care less what you smell.
I take orders from only me. Maybe you'd like it back in yourself, Your Highness. Your Worshipfulness, Your Highness. Your Worshipfulness.
No one cares if you upset a droid.
Nobody cares if you upset a droid.
That's because droids don't tear your arms out of socket.
Nobody cares. I suggest a new strategy. Let the Wookiee win. That's because nobody cares
if you upset a droid.
Listen to the whining.
One more season. One more season.
I was gonna go to Tashi Station for power converters. Now I guess I'm going nowhere. It just isn't fair.
Wookie.
Walking carpet, someone this walking carpet.
I love how he's getting the lines from Star Wars integrated into John Williams' movie themes. That last one was Jaws. I don't know if you recognize them all in there. There's Superman, and there's E.T., there's, of course, Star Wars. Wow, that is, you know what's, if you're listening, you may not realize this. You see it when you watch the video. That's one guy. It's the same guy.
Oh, yeah, it's the same guy. And when you watch the video, he's in four different windows singing. And he just does a great job. I mean, these are moments when I just love the internet because there's no other place for that type of creativity.
just unbelievable. And I love the T-shirts because they're all the geek T-shirts, right? He has the player T-shirt, which is the one that has the... Here, let's stop him. He's going again. It has the player T-shirt is the one that has... you know, the play button, ER. Yeah, let me see if I can show this on the screen for people who are watching at home. You can see his four different T-shirts. PL, you know, instead of PLAY, it's got the play button. He's also got a That's What She Said T-shirt. I don't know. What is that third run, the red one? I can't really quite read it. And I don't think he ever really shows it. It looks like it's, I can't tell. Is it Swatch? It's got a zipper down it.
I'm not sure what
that
would
be a good
is.
Contest. I'm sure there's geeks out there watching who say, I know what that is.
Yeah, we'll get some emails.
It's something TCH with a zipper down the middle between the... There's a pun there somewhere. And then the last one, which I love, is the AC/DC logo, but instead of AC/DC, it's ADHD. I love it.
It's awesome.
Who is that guy?
I don't know who he is. I'm not really familiar with him at all. I know I've seen this video pop up around. A lot of people have sent it to me as well.
This is an example. You know, most videos on YouTube. Oh, there he is. It's Apprentice A is his name. Apprentice A. And he has a channel. His name is Corey. He's 21 years old. He's guess where he's from.
Where?
Ontario.
Ontario?
Yeah.
Really?
He's a Canadian, of course.
I had no idea.
Corey Vidal, dancer, actor, singer, YouTuber. Corey
That's
Vidal.
Funny.
He does dancing too. It's really interesting to see people like this who have made, who are very talented. I mean, a lot of stuff on YouTube is guys getting kicked in the groin, right? But here's a guy who's really talented and creative. 1.5 million views, by the way. He's doing all right. And he does it. Most of them are dancing. How to dance. The 1-2 step.
That's awesome.
He does dancing. Teaches dancing. That's wild.
That is so cool.
Well, Corey, job. You're a good singer. Man, you're a good singer.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
Very, very talented. And so now, Leo, we should probably have our guest on. He's also very talented.
Yes.
He does the Dog Files, as I mentioned. It's Ken Bell. And if you've ever watched the Dog Files, you know it's a really, really fantastic looking podcast. It's just at thedogfiles.com. And I'm interested. They've done, I think, 7 or 8 episodes. But I'm interested to talk to Ken and get some more information about why he started it and how he does it.
Well, let's get to Ken on the line via Skype, which means we're going to lose your lovely picture, but that's okay. We just temporarily we'll call him in onto our conference call here.
Hello.
Hey, or should I say woof woof?
Hey, how are you, Leo?
It's great to have you. Welcome to Net at Night.
Hey, Amber.
So, Ken, tell us how you got started doing the dog files.
Well, you know, about 6 years ago, I was at the point of my life where I was I wasn't going out like I used to. I wasn't going out to bars or anything. I was getting a little older, and I decided I wanted to get a dog. And when I had a dog when I was a kid, but I wanted to get a dog. So I went out, I went to shelters, and I found Max. Max is in the opening and the ending, the closing credits of the
dog
files.
He is a cute dog. He's kind of a beagle mix, something like that.
He's actually an American foxhound and pointer mix.
Oh, he's cute.
Now, I just recently, a year ago, got another guy that's a little smaller that looks just like him named Remy. This guy, the big guy's Max. And Remy's actually beagle border collie. Looks just like him.
That's
only smaller.
Really great.
But this dog just changed my life. I just, you know, there's that thing where you got to be home, you got to take care of your dog. But I didn't care. Every time I came home, there was this animal that didn't want anything from me but love. And it just really, really changed everything. And I have a video production company. And
I was going to say, you clearly know what you're doing in terms of video. This is very professional.
Video is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Look at the trees. I'm just looking at your current episode and the beautiful colors and so forth. So what do you talk about in the show?
Well, what we do is we say it's everything you ever wanted about dogs and the people that love them. We go around and we profile all the interesting things that are going on with dogs nowadays. When I was growing up in the 70s, dogs were more of an outside animal. They weren't inside as much. Now they are like children to people, you know, and so many more events are going on than there used to be. A lot of people don't understand, but there's 80 million dogs in the United States.
Holy moly.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's
it's
frightening.
Yeah, it's $40 billion a year are spent on them.
Incredible.
So people are going around doing all these different events. So we go to shelters where they have ice cream socials where people just want to be able to go out and do things with their dog. And I think it's becoming easier and easier to do all these different things. They have a night at Shea Stadium that we have up there, one of the episodes, where you could bring your dog, which was a great night.
Oh, how fun.
The ice cream social, the Halloween costume party. And then we also, we have a new episode up right now. And the new episode is a friend of mine who's a fantastic photographer and a big dog lover. I asked him to give me tips. So he gives tips on how to take better pictures of your dog.
That's great. We're watching it right now, and it looks fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
So you're clearly, this is a professional production. You clearly hope to, I mean, this is every bit as good as anything you see on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you want to go with this? Is it advertising supported? Would you like to have it be?
Yeah. You know, when I first started out, I knew I had a contact at like Comcast, and we originally heard they were going to be starting an animal channel. So I was making it in the idea of an hour show. Then when that really wasn't coming through and I really didn't believe anything was going to happen, I said, you know what? I live on the internet. Let's put it up episode to episode. Then when someone comes along, I'll probably have more power over it. I'll probably be more in control of it than if I just went out and said, hey, buy this.
So you plan, you hope to sell it to some network somewhere.
Yeah, we'd love to sell it, or we'd love to get advertising. I'd love to own it, you know, and
right.
not have to give it away. And
yeah.
if it stayed on the web, and we made a living from it on the web, that'd be fine for me too. I have no problem with that.
Now, you clearly, this is being shot with high quality cameras. You must be editing it with Final Cut. I mean, this is a professional production here.
Even the green screen work that you do, that's one thing that I notice is I am not a big fan of green screens at all.
Okay.
But even the introduction on the green screen, you guys do it so tastefully.
Yes.
That it's not offensive at all. And I know you've been talking to Chris and other people at MGI Media just in terms of your workflow and everything, but
sure.
It just looks super.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we just set up a green backdrop in my living room. Set up the camera, set up some lights. We have some good lights. And Holly is awesome. She's an actress. I don't think she acts anymore, but I remembered her when we were doing this, and she happens to have three boxers of her own.
Uh-huh.
So she's a big dog person. And I said, you know, we'd love to have you on the show, and she's great. So that's where that came from.
And yeah. How often do you do the show?
Well, it is a lot of work. When we started, it was two or three weeks of work for an episode. Now we have it down to about a week. We're doing about every 3 weeks we put up an episode. We want to go to every two weeks. And once we bring in advertising or sponsors, we're talking to a few people. Once we get that going, I'd like to get one episode a week. I want to do something like you'd said. We work really hard on it. It's only me and Courtney, my co-producer. The two of us just go out and do it alone. But I just want to make something I could be really proud of. And instead of just knocking out millions of episodes, have something that maybe every week people could come home and say, hey, this is something that's really high quality that I'd like to take a look at.
Yeah, it really is. What would you say is your budget per episode?
Well, I do video production, so my budget per episode is, you know, that's a really good question. I mean, I use all the equipment that I use on shoots that I get paid for.
So you own everything, so you don't have to pay for that.
Yeah.
It's really just your time.
It's my time. It's both of our times.
Right.
And you know, for instance, we met some people. Twitter has been awesome. We have so many. There's such a dog community in Twitter, and there's such a great creative community in Twitter. I follow you guys. And one thing we met is a bunch of dog people, and a few of them said, you know, you guys, we'd love to have you come out to the Midwest. So we did a little fundable campaign, and we were able to get enough money to get two plane tickets, and we went out there in October.
Great. Oh, that's great.
We went out there to October, and we did episodes about these boxer rescue places in South Dakota. We did this great story about a Michael Vick pit bull.
Oh,
This is a pit bull with scars all over him.
Sad, yeah.
And this guy, Rue, who does all these, has a Hector, the pit bull. He throws frisbees and Hector catches it. He's in all these contests. He took the dog. Actually, the dog is Hector. He took him in, and this is the sweetest dog you've ever met in your life. I picked him completely up, this pit bull. Just the nicest dog, and it just goes to show you that it's not always the dog. It's the people. You know, this is a dog that has scars up and down his body. Mm. And all that dog wants is some love and affection and time, you know, and it's an awesome dog. I wanted to take him. I wanted him. He was such a great dog.
Yeah.
So the front page has your video on it. And I think you've done a really good job with the way you've structured your blog or whatever you would call it, thedogfiles.com, your website.
Yeah.
You've got the most current video on here. Very high quality. How are you doing that? Let's ask,
the video is through Vidler. At first I did QuickTime. I found that many people can't see it when you use QuickTime.
Right, because they have to download QuickTime. Mm. Everybody has Flash.
But they don't tell you.
Right, right. They just walk away, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I looked at a few of them. I looked at Vimeo, Vidler, and Vidler were the people who actually talked to me. They emailed me. They called me.
They're great.
They said, we want you. What can we do? Yeah. I mean, these guys are great. I could call them at any moment, and they helped me out. So they helped me to make the video look as good as we could, up the encoding a little bit for me.
It's really, and, really looks high quality.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. And it's great. I love the little, how you can add little comments to the bottom. I think that's really cool.
I do too. That's, of course, Rob Sandy and Colin DeVro. We've talked to him many times.
I'm a Vidler
fan myself. That'd be my first choice. The other thing you've done, which I think is really smart, on the left and right hand side, you've got these icons for comments, for share, for embed. It's done very nicely. Email on the right hand side, subscribe to the podcast, Apple TV, high def version, RSS feed, episodes. You've made this, you know, if the only thing people saw is the above the fold part of the page, everything would be there that you want. And I think that's really, really nicely done. Did you bring in a web designer to do this, or did you do it yourself?
I designed it. I started out, I was an artist when I was a kid. So I have like 10 years experience in advertising agencies in New York. And so I designed it. I went through, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I don't think I ever get anything perfect, but I go crazy until I had so many different versions. I finally had this one, and I found a guy online, Jason Schuler, actually, is a great guy who designs really cool WordPress websites. That's a WordPress site.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. He's fantastic. So I called him up. I hired him to build it. I drove him crazy, but he did a fantastic job. And he actually now just joined forces with Brian Gardner.
Oh, yeah, because it's a revolution. I use the revolution theme myself. Yeah.
Well, Jason is now his partner. And they're knocking out all these incredible video WordPress websites. I just think WordPress is the great. The search engine optimization is just awesome with Google. Google finds a new blog post in seconds with WordPress. I just love it.
No, I agree with you. In fact, I use Brian Gardner's Revolution 3 theme for my personal site, and we've been looking for a designer to use that for the radio show site. So I'm going to call him. And what is it? What is his new partner's name?
Jason.
Jason. I'm going to call him Jason. I think that's...
I just talked to him today. He's doing really good. They're making all these great... all these themes and they're doing really well, man. People are eating them up. A lot of people, when I say WordPress, they're shocked. You know?
Oh, it's a gorgeous site. Well, very functional.
Yeah. Thank you. I know just with my video podcast, CommandN.TV, it's funny because we just hired a new designer and we're going to be using WordPress to launch a new site. And the one website I sent to him was the dogfiles.com. And I said,
wow.
Okay, this is the ultimate goal because
it's exactly how it should look. Yeah.
You know, it just feels like so often you see videos on different websites when people are promoting video podcasts and the window's really small and you don't get a good sense. You don't have that up close kind of feel for it. I think I love that it's blown up so big and the quality is so good.
Yeah, I just want people to really enjoy the video, you know, that they don't have this. It's funny now, 360 by 640 is too small for me.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
I think this is 450 by 800.
Well, and I think that this is where we're moving. And more, when I talk to people, they say this, you know, the kind of low budget, amateurish production is going to get pushed aside by professionals like you, Ken, who can produce really good looking content inexpensively and get it out there via the internet. And I think this is a really good example of where you can go with this. I mean, this is done so professionally, so beautifully.
Thank you. Hey, how's your dog doing, by the way, Leo?
He's great. He's sleeping right here. I have a Papillon, tiny little dog, and I think he's falling fast asleep. Maybe this conversation is not his cup of tea, but you can just see the tip of his fur sticking up over there over the chair. Ozzy, are you asleep, Ozzy? He's a good dog for bringing to work because he likes to play, he likes to bark, but he also is perfectly content.
He likes to lounge.
As long as you're with him, he's one of those dogs that just wants to be with a human, you know, all the time.
Yep. Yeah. Papillons are great dogs. It means butterfly in French.
That's right. It comes from their ears. If you've seen the ears, you know why they call them butterfly dogs.
Yeah, the legend is that Marie Antoinette named it the Papillon.
Oh, interesting.
They're a French-Belgium dog.
Right,
so.
Right.
And they're one of the top 10 smartest dogs.
Yes, I heard that. How did you know all this?
We've got a lot of dog stuff around here.
You're a dog expert.
I have four dogs laying underneath my desk right now.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we are really, really happy with Ozzy. He's been a great companion for our kids and a really sweet dog to have around. And a lot of times small dogs are a little yippy and so forth, but he's just a really...
No, they say they're not.
Yeah,
they say they're not.
He's a very good dog.
And they're also a great apartment dog because they don't need that much exercise.
Right.
So.
Well, he walked to work with me, which might be explain why he's sleeping.
He's exhausted now, Leo. You fired him out.
Isn't that great when you have a tired dog, though?
Nothing better than it's like kids. Tired dogs, tired kids, great thing, both cases.
Yep.
Ken, it's great to talk to you. I'm so impressed by this site, and I do hope you find, I know you'll find an audience, but I hope you find a way to make money on this, because this is about as good as a video podcast can get, if you ask me.
Thank you very much.
The delivery, the way it's presented, is just spectacular.
Well, we are looking for advertisers.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to find dog advertisers, you know.
Seems like that's just 1% of that $40 billion, that's all you ask.
That's it. That's you know what, Leo? I'm not a glutton. Half a 1%.
Now, the dogs are going to take the forefront now, thanks to President-elect Obama announcing that not only is he buying a puppy for his daughters in the White House, but the search is on for a hypoallergenic shelter dog. And I imagine that you and everybody else in the world is getting involved in this one.
You know, it's funny. They're probably going to wind up with the Golden Doodle, which is the golden retriever and a poodle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic dog. There's three different sizes, small, medium, and large. And they have hair, so they're hyperallergenic, but they have the smarts of a poodle. Very smart, top 10 smart dog. And Golden Retriever, there's very few dogs with the amount of love in them that a Golden Retriever has. It's a fantastic dog. The problem is they're very, very expensive. If you found one, you know, for a few thousand dollars, some places, because not every Golden Doodle is going to be hypoallergenic.
Right.
They might cost $10,000 or $20,000.
Oh, that's I don't think that's going to. I hope that doesn't.
No,
happen.
I don't think that matters. But I don't know if you're going to find one in a shelter, though.
Right.
And I really hope they do, because
I hope they use a shelter dog. That's where you got yours, and I think it's a really great way to these poor dogs, as you know, they need a home.
Yeah, and I got my two guys from a shelter. Yeah. Nobody should go to the puppy stores. Those puppies are from puppy mills. These people treat them horribly. It's just a horrible thing. Get a shelter dog. They're the greatest dogs.
I agree. Ken, great talking to you.
Thank you so much, Ken, and good luck with everything, and stay in touch.
You got it. And can I say anyone can follow me on Twitter at dogfiles?
Oh, let's get that right. So it's twitter.com/dogfiles.
Yes, and also Ken Bell, 2 N's, 2 L's. That's my 2 Twitter addresses.
All right, so follow Ken on Twitter, Dogfiles and Ken Bell. Thank you, Ken.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye, Amber.
Bye. Yeah.
Boy, that was a great find. What a great site. I'm so impressed. You know, it's people are, I know, asking you all the time, and they certainly come to me and say, you know, what is the website is really the most important part of an internet show. It's front face. And you couldn't do a better job than he's done.
No, you really couldn't. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I went on Twitter and I said, hey, does anyone have any podcasts they want us to talk about on Net at Night? And Leo, I have a folder full of podcasts. So that is one of many that we have for the next few months. And it's always fun because, you know, especially when you're talking to people where it's only a one person or two person team and they're pouring their hearts into all of these productions and they're not making a ton of money and they just do it because they love it. It's always nice to just chat with them about it. Because as you can see, like Ken, they're so passionate.
Well, where do you come down on this issue of skills? Because on the one hand, I really like to promote the idea that anybody can set up, and it's true with audio podcasts, I think anybody can set up a microphone and make a pretty competent audio podcast. Mm-hmm. But boy, when you see a guy like this who really has some chops, this is his bread and butter, it's what he does for a living. You see the difference, don't you?
Yeah, you really do see the difference. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, I hope that there's a place for both. You know, some of these more professional video shows, I think that there's an opportunity for them to maybe make a little bit more money because advertisers might be inclined to move towards them. But, you know, I think that right now there's a place for, you know, lower production podcasts as well. But I do think that, you know, a lot of people are kind of pushing this direction to make things look more professional as far as video on the web.
Yeah. I read a recent post about blogging saying that the days of the independent blogger are going to be gone soon because professional bloggers in places like Engadget and Gizmodo, where the Huffington Post, the Daily Coast, where they have a number of bloggers, they're paid professionals, they're just going to take over in the long run. And I suppose the same could be said of podcasting too, is that the ones that pay some money, put some work into it, make a professional quality product. And it's tougher to do with video, as I'm learning, than it is to do with audio.
Yes.
They're going to, and you see it on the podcast charts, the iTunes charts, you know, it's NPR, it's the networks, it's Discovery. It's those people who are really starting to take over.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, there's just so much more competition out there these days, and they have so many more avenues to promote their work. So it's definitely really changing things. And I think that, you know, it's good because we always say the most important thing is, you know, keep doing your podcast as long as you love it and, you know, it's not interfering with the, you know, you making money in your other job, say, for example. But, you can keep doing it for as long as you want, even if you have 25, 50 listeners.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true. Well, Amber, a real pleasure talking to you, as always. Some really interesting stuff, as always. The net is just a constant supply of really good, fun, interesting content.
Yes, it is. And it was good talking to you, too, Leo. And we'll get their Google video chat working
soon.
One
of these days. If Google would just cut me some slack.
Seriously.
Thanks, Amber. We'll see you all next time on Net at Night.